From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The top diplomat of the United States sees progress in talks aimed at the crisis in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says a meeting of Syrian rebel groups in Saudi Arabia appears to be very constructive, but that it is too soon to schedule a new round of peace talks. Kerry made his remarks Thursday on the sidelines of a U.N. climate conference in Paris. The Syrian opposition groups meeting in Riyadh are trying to form a unified front before proposed peace talks with the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. However, a powerful Islamist insurgent group said it pulled out of that Syrian opposition meeting in Riyadh Thursday because rebel proposals had been ignored in a move which highlighted the enduring divisions among President Assad's enemies. The conference of political activists and rebel groups in Saudi Arabia set up a joint body to prepare for proposed peace talks with Assad's government, which world powers proposed at a meeting in Vienna last month. A statement at the end of the two-day conference said Assad should leave power at the start of a transitional period and called for an all-inclusive democratic civic state, and also committed to preserving state institutions. A Swiss official says Geneva police are hunting for at least four suspects believed to have links to the radical Islamic State group and are believed to have been plotting a specific attack in the city. The official says the CIA alerted Swiss authorities to the four men on Wednesday, prompting the manhunt. He spoke to the Associated Press on Thursday on condition of anonymity because of the sensitivity of the matter. The official also confirmed the suspects were four men shown in a photograph linked to a news report in a Swiss newspaper. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. military says the U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria has killed the group's finance minister and two other senior leaders in airstrikes in recent weeks. Spokesman Steve Warren said Thursday coalition airstrikes killed Abu Salah, Islamic State's finance minister, a top leader responsible for coordinating the group's extortion activities, and another leader who acted as an executive officer. Warren called Salah one of the group's most experienced leaders and said his death will disrupt the ability to carry out finance activities. Warren also said 350 Islamic State fighters were killed in coalition airstrikes in the Iraqi city of Ramadi. The U.S. Supreme Court appears as divided as ever over affirmative action as the American people. Some groups claim that preferential treatment for racial minorities in the school admission process is important to ensure equal opportunity for all. Others say the law is unfair. More from Zlata Jahok.
Supporters and opponents of affirmative action gathered outside the Supreme Court in Washington Wednesday. The case being heard was brought before the court by Abigail Fisher, who says she was denied admission to the University of Texas at Austin to make room for a minority student.
Like most Americans, I don't believe that students should be treated differently based on their race.
During the 90-minute argument Wednesday, liberal justices expressed support for affirmative action programs, and conservatives questioned the long-term outcome of promoting campus diversity. The court ruling is expected next year. Zlati Sahok, VOA News, Washington.
The head of Russia's anti-doping agency has resigned less than a month after the organization was suspended following the publication of a World Anti-Doping Agency Commission report that accused it of covering up doping by the country's athletes. The Russian sports ministry said that RUSATA Director General Ramil Kabryov's resignation was accepted Thursday at a meeting of the organization's founders, which are Russian sports bodies and government-backed organizations. There will also be a new supervisory board for RUSATA as to keep track of RUSATA's activity and serve as a guarantee of its independence, the ministry said, adding that figures from various professions with no links to sports had been chosen for the new board. No details of the board members were provided. And a hacking group said Thursday it crashed Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's official website to protest Japan's plans to hunt whales. The chief cabinet secretary told reporters that one of Abe's websites became inaccessible early Thursday, and police were investigating. The site was restored by the evening. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.